All right, road game this week. Looking for that fifth game on the road, that fifth victory on the road, and looking forward to getting another shot at Kansas City.
Derek with 31 touchdown passes this year. Looking at them the other day, and I think 17 of them have been into the end zone, and two other ones have been to the one that were carried in. So he's thrown into a lot of tight windows to get those scores. Is that a skill that you can develop? Did he already come in with that because he threw a lot of short passes for touchdowns at Fresno State when they were doing the short thing? How does that, and what does it mean when you have a quarterback that can do that, can hit all those passes?
I would say it's a skill that he was born with. He definitely is accurate. He's confident in his own abilities to stick it in those tight windows. And then he can anticipate. He can see those windows open up before they actually do.
Can that necessarily be taught, or is it just something you have?
Well, we definitely drill it, and we work it at practice every day with different concepts there in the high red or extended red area, so we can get that ball in the end zone, not have to go the long way, but go the short way and get there immediately. But he works hard at every practice. We've talked about that. His work ethic is out of this world, and you combine that with his God-given abilities, it's a good combination.
When new coaching staff comes in, they don't like to talk about what's going on at a franchise before their arrival. But this offense that you put together is one of the more productive ones in the last 4, 5, 6 years here with the Raiders. What do you attribute that to? You have a quarterback that's on the verge of 4,000 yards. You have a 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard running back, possibly a second 1,000-yard receiver.
Well, the influx of players have really, you know, had a profound effect this year on offense. Derek being in his second year, we brought in some guys at the receiver position, tight end position, running back position, O-line position. We're just we've got a bunch of good players for which that we can work with. So we've really enjoyed it. We're looking forward to putting a real good performance on the field against Kansas City, and making the corrections that we've seen over the last few weeks to really have a better performance here this Sunday.
Against the Chiefs, their defense has been lights out, not just this year, but the last couple of years. What makes that defense so good?
Well, they've got great players, good coaches. I think they've just given up 12 points a game over the last 9 weeks. So the last couple months, they've been very stingy. They played us well a few weeks ago. We're looking forward to the rematch.
Their pass rush seems to key a lot from that defense as well. Are they a team that likes to blitz a lot? Do they overload blitz? How would you characterize what they do?
Well, they're exotic. They're going to bring blitzes that are really tough to identify and block, but they're also going to rush four guys and play coverage. So tough to key on what they actually do. I think they're good at multiple philosophies.
Talked about it a little last week about the offensive line, but a few weeks kind of with the new configuration after Austin Howard's injury. How's the right side of the offensive line holding up?
I think they're doing better. I think John is improving, Feliciano. It's just great to get experience. Such a young player, whether it be he or Clive or Seth, Derek, Gay. We've got a bunch of young guys that are getting invaluable experience this year, and they're getting better as they gain that experience.
With moving back outside, is that something that came fairly naturally to him?
Sure seems as though it did. The versatility that he displays is valuable for our team.